I had no idea you could milk a cat.
Oh, yeah, you can milk anything with nipples.
I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me?
Oh, my gosh, yes. I don't know about you, but a lifelong goal of mine is, you know, to one day get milked. Anyway, hope you're having a great day. Got a lot to get to today. Hope you're having a good one, and hopefully you don't have the image of me getting milked. But maybe that's going to get you through a hard time. So enjoy. Hope you're, I was going to say, hope you're having a good day again. I guess I'm really interested in you having a good day. Make sure you hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening. And remember, today's show is presented to you by High Society Cannabis, Dispo, and Lounge, as well as Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season, from baseball, golf, soccer, right up to all the top fights in UFC, MMA, and boxing. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds on spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on the game of blackjack or poker, or even unwind with one of our over 150 slot games. It's a lot of slots. I'm a big fan of slots. Anyway, head to betonline.ag today to get in on the action. Use promo code BLEAV. That's BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, the game starts here. Right before I hit record on this, I'm wrapping everything up, get a phone call, says it's potential spam. Yeah, that's what it says, that like possible spam or something like that. And I answer the phone, kind of already knowing what it's going to be. That being said, I know a few people that have called me in the past, and it ends up being somebody of importance. So that's the only reason really that I answer spam calls. But I'm basically ready for it to be some dickhead pretending to be somebody else. This is what happens. He's so lucky, in a sense, that I didn't hang up immediately, because there's always that gap of time. Hello? And then it's like silence for like 3 seconds, and I'm about to hang up. And then he's like, oh, hi, is this Scott? And I'm like, oh, what if it's somebody important? I'm like, yeah, Mask Who's Calling. Well, good. This is, I can't remember his name, like Greg or something like that. He's all, I hope you're having a good day. And I was like, you know, I am. He's all, oh, that is great to hear. Like totally reading from a script. He can't even ad-lib that. He had to read it from a script. Oh, that is great to hear. Would you? And then I just hung up. I was like, no. Hopefully it's not anybody like, hey, that is great to hear. I would love to sponsor your podcast for $1 million. Nope. I learned to speak on the phone then, if that's the case. I can't stand solicitors on the phone. I can't stand them at my door. Driving me nuts. And it's getting worse, and I get text messages all the time. I'm on the no solicit list, right, for your phone, whatever. But I still get them, and it's all political bullshit. Oh, we're tired of this person, blah, blah, blah. Don't forget to vote this way or that way. Then I do the thing where it says stop. And then it's the same messaging company, just from a different phone number. And I also block that number so I can't receive calls from it again. Oh, it just drives me nuts. I cannot wait for political season to be over. That being said, I cringe thinking about from now until really next January into now through February is going to be shit, because no matter who wins, it's not going to be pretty. Not going to be pretty. Don't like it. But what I do love is jumping into some headlines.
Let's go.
And now, here are the headlines.
You know me, I get news from all around the world, and today I'm directed towards this website, via the Bangkok News. Bangkok. Bangkok. I just like saying Bangkok. China's next-gen sex bots that are powered by AI are expected to hit the shelves in future models react with both movements and speech, significantly enhancing the user's experience by focusing on emotional connection. Now, according to the, I believe it's the CEO, he said the new generations of sex dolls powered by AI models and equipped with sensors can react with both movements and speech, significantly enhancing the user experience by focusing on emotional connection rather than just basic conversation abilities. Apparently, the old ones would be like, yes, do me, please. They're like that solicitor that called me, and they have like these preset lines, be like, oh, that is good to hear. Because the guy's like, I want to bang the shit out of you. And then the sex doll's like, oh, that is great to hear. Do me here. Do me. Oh, boy, you are a big fella. Right? Instead, now they're going to have AI enhancement, and they're like, oh, yeah. Like, you move a little bit. Maybe you start shaking because you can't control it. And then it's like, oh, gosh. Right? It's going to react to you. Listen, I'm not going to go out and buy one. Remember, like, a year or two ago, we priced these things? we priced what the high-end sex dolls are, which I got to admit, they're kind of impressive when you, I've never touched one. Oh, but I long to. But they're in the like $3,000 range, something like that, which, to be honest, for what you get, I guess that's not that expensive. If you're a socially awkward person, yeah, go ahead, buy a sex doll. Why not? But I'm curious. It doesn't say what the price range is going to be of these. But when you think about it, if you're a lonely person, why wouldn't you buy a sex doll, especially if they have AI improvements and you can actually have a conversation with it? And you're like, God, you're so beautiful. And as you're stroking its hair, they're like, oh, you always say the right things. And then you're like, can I pop in your hair? And it's like, I was waiting for that. Right? It just makes you feel good. And now people can do that. They can have a conversation with a doll. I mean, it's kind of sad, but that's where we're at. Now, here's what's wild. The company has long-term plans for this AI as well as the robot itself, the sex doll. The company plans on developing robots capable of household chores, helping people with disabilities, and providing aged care by 2025. The company aims to launch its first smart service robot capable of more complex services for people with disabilities. Now, by 2030, these robots could be protecting people from hazardous jobs, according to the company's plan. That's fascinating. Fascinating. It all starts with sex robots. As weird as that is, it's so simple. But then you can take that and make it grow so large, you can barely contain it. And then it can be something so impactful. But then, like, I'm reading this, and it's like, it's protecting people from hazardous jobs. You got your sex robot out there, and it protects, Big Jack from getting run over by a tractor, and he's just like, that was crazy. Next thing you know, sex robots grinding him to lower his stress levels. Yeah, the sex robot's giving me a knobber. This is great. Break time. It's fascinating. All joking aside, you can kind of see this happening. Now, when you start looking at its game plan for that company, evolving from sex robots to putting it in homes where it can help people with disabilities, people that are well aged, like a fine wine, and stuff like that, as well as going into hazardous job conditions and doing the job for that. What do you see this doing? It's evolving into taking people's jobs, into more complex jobs, jobs of construction, jobs of individuals that are dealing with hazardous materials. You don't need them to be doing it. You can just have a bunch of sex robots doing it, digging for cobalt. Was it cobalt? The mineral that is very important for batteries in our cell phones. I'm pronouncing it cobalt, whatever. It's hazardous for humans to touch, and that's who's touching it, is these individuals that are just desperate for any sense of income. Well, now they can just have people be removed from the equation, and you could have a sex robot doing it, huh? Pull a double shift if you're, pull a double. You got two jobs if you're a sex robot. One, you're digging for rare minerals in the ground, and then by night, you're jerking people off in the back alley. It's just a robot. Hopefully, they wash their hands. That is fascinating to me, but it's also scary when you think about it, because you can see their plan of evolution on these robots, and eventually, they're going to be side by side with people. Boy, I tell you what, Santa's going to have some awesome gifts in the future. A daddy or grandpa, I bought you a new grandma. This one, though, is in her mid-20s. So you're going to like this. And she's got, an extra battery. Oh, that's just wild. Wild. And sticking with the sex theme, Anna Knight, I guess she's a OnlyFans model. Of course she is. I guess she got some fame last year after she slept with 300 people, which is insane. She slept with 300 people last year. Now, her goal for 2024 is she plans on sleeping with right around 600 people. That's kind of gross. That's gross. Even if it was a dude, I would say that's kind of gross, right? I know there's that double standard where women can sleep with people and it's frowned upon, but whereas a guy sleeps with a bunch of people, they're like, he's a stud type of thing. No. This is what she said. I'm very safe because obviously with my work, I have to be. And you can only film with creators when you're clean. We do full STI checks every 2 weeks and practice using protection. You can only film with creators when you're clean. We do full STI checks every 2 weeks and practice. Why'd they write that twice? She probably had some AI fucking write this. That's annoying. Forget I said it twice. I get it. It's just the new age porn. That's what OnlyFans is. And I don't get it. I don't understand why people would pay for OnlyFans. I can't knock the individuals that are earning a living doing it. I can't. It's just, okay, if I could do it, I guess if I was single, why not? You guys want to see me play with my toes and eat pizza while I'm naked? Sure. That's a horrible image. But you see what I'm saying? If there's a demand, why not make money off of it? That being said, if all of a sudden the demand goes away, what skill sets do you have? Oh, I can fuck a bunch of people. Yeah, we don't really need that right now. We don't. Now, here's what's wild. Apparently, her mom is all in for it. She said, allegedly, she told her, you know what you're doing. Perhaps you're trying to show that women can have control of what she does in her life. Yes. But let me give ladies a little secret to guys. we'll fuck just about anything. Okay? We will. It's a warm watermelon? Sure. I'll fuck the shit out of it. Right? Okay? I'm just saying. Don't act like that this is a huge accomplishment for women power or whatever. If anything, I think it just kind of puts a black mark on women's rights and stuff like that. I just don't see it. It's more of a negative. Maybe I'm looking at it wrong, but the way I'm seeing it is it's not a positive thing that you're going to, you know, suck and fuck 600 dudes. Or maybe sprinkle in a few ladies in there. I don't know. You're almost doing, depending. I mean, it's just under two people a day. With no days off, if you do it that way. I mean, come on. But she's being clean about it. She's not hurting anybody. I guess at the end of the day, whatever. Okay? If I was her mom, I would just say, you know what? Why don't you just do this instead?
Play with yourself. It'll be good. Everyone, whack away.
Come on, honey. Why do you want to chase the ding-dong when you can just play with yourself? It's fine, honey. Whack away. Play with his cock and balls. But don't let it go inside you. That's not a good idea. 600 times. Nah, it's a little much. A little much. I don't know. Maybe you have a different perspective on it. And that's okay. I'm just looking at it as... I mean, come on. Part of me is just... I can't help but judge you. And I guess in a way... It's kind of weird. She is essentially being a prostitute. She's making money off of it. It's legal, apparently, the way she's doing it. So I guess it's fine. They're staying clean. It's organized. I guess the way you could turn it around is just... Then it kind of goes back to my conversation of just make prostitution legal. Because... apparently, you can't pay somebody to have sex with you if there's no cameras involved. But there's cameras involved? Sure. Yeah. How weird is that? Huh. I'm scratching my beard thinking I may have stumbled on to something. It'd be like the Huff's sex shop. I don't even know what I'd call it. Like, if I had a brothel, what I would call it. Down and Dirties with the Huff. You will be filmed. It will be spread across the internet. So it will be worldwide. So it's perfectly legal. We do accept Visa and MasterCard. Okay? Cash is always welcome. And you got to take a STI test. Shit. Yeah. You get out of line, we got some bouncers too. Am I looking at it wrong? That's what it is. If there's cameras involved and it's streamed over the internet, you can charge somebody to have sex with you. It's weird. That doesn't make any sense. What does make sense is... you can call something a snacksident, and that's when you eat all of your snacks by accident. And the reason why I want to bring that up is High Society Cannabis Dispo and Lounge is the first and only licensed cannabis bar in the state of Colorado. It works like an alcohol bar, but it's for cannabis. And if you go over there, you can consume your product on site after you buy it from there. And then you can purchase up to an ounce of flower, 8 grams of concentrate. They got pre-rolls, they got edibles, and they provide everything you need to consume it with. How cool is that? They got 7 big screen TVs. You can watch sports. You can watch your favorite show. You can do a watch party. They got Nintendo Switches to rent. It's so cool. Plus a bunch of free games that you can play. They also have Quarter Arcade with pinball machines, Vintage Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat, and more. It's such a cool place that you got to go check out. They're open daily from noon to 10. They got happy hour running from noon to 4:20 Monday through Friday. High Society Cannabis Dispo and Lounge, just 9 minutes from Coors Field to give you an idea where it's at. It's open noon to 10. Got to be at least 21 or older to consume. No outside product. Just buy it there. High Society is at 7667 Washington Street. Just GPS to High Society. We haven't talked about this stuff in a while, but I saw this story and I'm like, we should at least jump into it real quick. So according to Harvard researchers, okay, so it's not like it's, you know, a community college down the street, you know, to bag on community colleges. It's Harvard. There's a recent study saying that aliens may be living among humans here on Earth. The team hypothesized that sightings of UFOs or UAPs, which is unidentified aerial phenomenon, some people say anomalous phenomenon, may reflect activities of intelligent beings concealed in stealth here on Earth. Example, like underground or it's near, you know, right around the moon and going around there, and even walking among us, passing as humans. That's what they're saying at Harvard. The researchers admitted that their research was likely to be regarded skeptically by most scientists, but urged the scientific community to consider their claim in a spirit of, my God, they use, you know, in the spirit of being open scientifically. So there's a lot of big words in this article that I cannot read. I'm just like, my brain is melting. Does not compute. Where's my AI sex robot when I need her? Let's see. The researcher said that they believe the remnant forms, which are an ancient, highly advanced human civilization, are walking among humans on Earth. The research also shared the possible existence of non-human underground civilizations that may be descendants of unknown intelligent dinosaurs. Third, there could be hidden occupants likened to earthbound angels or fairies on Earth that have traveled to Earth. It's fascinating that they're saying that some of this might be true. I've told you this before several times, that people in Ireland believe that fairies are legit and you don't fuck with them. But there's no evidence. I've been really into watching The Secrets of Skinwalker Ranch. A couple of years ago, I did an episode on this where I only took the story from the Shermans, which were the original owners of Skinwalker Ranch. And I basically poo-pooed it. I'm like, it's all fascinating stories, but it's so far-fetched. Well, I started watching The Secrets of Skinwalker Ranch on History Channel. And the more I'm watching it, the more I'm like, fuck, man, I don't know now. They got astrophysicists on there. They got all these high-end experts coming in with these insane pieces of equipment measuring the land, and they're doing all these experiments, and there's all these anomalies that just make your head spin. And now you have universities across the globe taking what they're seeing on the show and going, okay, can we duplicate that? Or can we at least give a scientific reason behind what their evidence is showing? And everything I've watched read from these other universities, they're going, well, we can't duplicate it. We don't understand why this happened. The only reason why this would happen is if something was there creating this, emitting this type of energy or whatever. It's fucking mind-blowing. But I come from the world of media. I also come from the world of restaurants. I don't have a background in engineering of any sort. I'm my own engineer here on this podcast. But when you watch this show and they're bringing in these experts, people that have worked for NASA, people that currently work, at one time they were currently working for NASA. They don't anymore. And you see all their credentials and you're like, what the fuck, man? What the fuck? It's more of a documentation of this insane amount of experiences, and they're constantly running tests. It's just mind-blowing. I went into watching that show as a complete skeptic of alien activity on Earth. Now, I don't know what to believe. I believe that whatever is happening on Skinwalker Ranch in Utah, it's a special place, and it is a magnificent area that deserves more attention. And obviously, people are going to be like, it's just for the show. And it's easy to look at it that way, too. And part of me goes, geez, I would love to just go out there and experience it without the cut-up quick takes from a TV production. Like, you know, anytime you watch a show like that, they're going to just zoom in on the highlights and just replay it, magnify it, make things a little bit more dramatic than they actually might be. But man, the video that they show, and it's like with their regular TV cameras, as well as their scientific cameras that they have set up, they're catching aerial phenomenon constantly. You have government vehicles turning off their tracking devices and watching them as they're conducting experiments. And it's all it's freaking mind-blowing. I want to go out there. There's no reason for them to invite me out there, but because you can't just go out to Skinwalker Ranch. It's invite only. I would love to go out there, but it wouldn't necessarily benefit them to have me go out there, other than to have somebody that is going to look at things completely different. But ultimately, I just don't see how it would benefit them. But I would love to go out. I would. Because I've never seen anything with my own eyes, unless it was through a device like my cell phone, watching videos that somebody else posted, or watching something on TV that somebody else recorded. I have never seen anything with my own eyes that says, shit, that's a UFO. What the hell is it? Really? I've never seen that. I saw that one weird thing with the airplane like last year. That was just bizarre. Couldn't explain it. It looked like it was just sitting there in the sky. Then when I went to get my phone, all of a sudden it just moved. I'm like, that's fucking weird. It was sitting there for like 30 seconds. But I have no video evidence. So maybe it was just me, allowing my eyes were playing tricks on me. I don't know, but Skinwalker Ranch, and then looking at this stuff from Harvard University and them saying there's a really good chance. Hell, for all we know, the way they're talking, you could be somebody that is have alien DNA, and yeah, you never fucking know. You never know until you get turned on, and then boom, next thing you know, you're a sex robot. I laughed creepily over that. I'm a sex robot. Let me do you. You know what we need to do right now? Jump in the mailbag.
Mailbag. You've got mail.
I posted on X. I said something to the effect of, something about I'm about to go record. Give me a message that you want to be heard. And this is what I got. Mercury Wave Portal said, messages the world has needed through time. In 1776, we need help on this Constitution thingy. That's true. 1800s, the moon is not made out of cheese. I don't know, man. There's a lot of people that think the moon isn't real, and they think it's been placed there, and they feel that it's hollow. There's like some bell thing that you can search. Then people swear that it there was a massive object that they were doing tests on. They dropped it on the moon, and the moon rang essentially for like a couple hours or something like that instead of like a short amount of time. It's wild. I don't know enough about it. In the 1960s, help! I need somebody, help! 1970s, that hair though. 1980s, whoa. Is that a Keanu Reeves mention? I'll take it as that. 2020, we're going to need more teepee. Boy, that's still weird that we had a toilet paper shortage in the middle of a pandemic. So bizarre. In 2024, he wrote, why isn't Taylor Swift president again? What's crazy is if she ever ran for president, you know she'd win. Doesn't mean that she'd be the right person for the job. It's just a popularity contest. The Damn Grill wrote in, hey, things that people need to know. Come on down to the Damn Grill for our lunch special. Buy one grill burger, get one free, up to $10.99. off with a drink purchase. And he said they're open Monday through, or it's Monday through Friday from 11 to 2. That's when the specials run. So check out the Damn Grill. Josh Dover of 104.3 The Fan chimed in. He said, people should get punched in the face more. I kind of agree with that, Josh. But I also think you got some anger issues. Okay. No, but ultimately I think it kind of goes back to our one of our topics yesterday with that influencer on the plane. I'm not saying go run up on somebody and punch them in the face, but geez, man, you kind of think that sometimes frontier justice might be the way to go. People just get away with everything nowadays. And, you know, people act like assholes, entitled pricks. All the time. And then there's such a large group of people that think that the world bends to them. And I don't see it getting reset anytime soon. Unless it's a massive global reset. And that's just hard to think about. But I see what you're saying. People are just out of control and people just are pricks. And it's really hard as a parent of two young kids, and you see society, there's a lot of great people, but then there's so many negative ones. And sadly, the ones that are so negative tend to have a big platform, and people tend to focus on those individuals a lot. So that's hard. It's hard. But yeah, thank you guys so much for chiming in. Really appreciate it. Thanks for having fun with that, especially Mercury Wave Portal, The Damn Grill, and of course, Josh Dover of 104.3 The Fan. You guys are amazing. Thanks for joining the program. Thanks for listening. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. Big thanks to High Society Cannabis Dispo and Lounge, and of course, betonline.ag. Have an amazing weekend. Hopefully you smiled a little bit in this episode. Hopefully you did. I got to go run to the store again. There's always something we're forgetting. Always something. You guys have a great day. Let's continue to move forward. I'll talk to you next time.